That's the comprehensive picture for Tuesday, August 11th, 2026. If I'm pulling out the thread that runs through the most stories today, it's the gap between declared strategy and actual capacity, whether that's the Trump administration pivoting to sanctions on Iran because military options have been constrained by depleted stockpiles, or defense contractors claiming IP concerns when the real issue is competition, or AI companies projecting production-scale economics while their own workers log 90-hour weeks.
My through line for the day is scale and acceleration. The ocean temperature records compressing from three-year intervals to annual events. The AI inference spending overtaking training. Ukraine's drone range expanding to 1,500 kilometers. The Terrafab facility being described as the world's largest building. We keep encountering situations where the rate of change itself is the story, not just the current state.
Looking ahead to the rest of the week, the 25-state tariff lawsuit will likely see its first procedural hearing, which will determine how quickly injunctive relief is even possible. Microsoft's Azure guidance will be closely read against the backdrop of the UBS concerns about AI demand concentration. And the NOAA Arctic report card decision seems likely to generate formal scientific society pushback that may force a public explanation.
The Iran talks watch continues. Waltz's frozen assets framing was a significant public statement about what Tehran's negotiating priorities actually are. If the administration believes that squarely, we should watch whether any back-channel engagement on asset release materializes in the next 2 to 3 weeks as a signal of whether talks are live or simply stalled.
Before we go, a quick time capsule moment. A few months ago on this podcast, we referenced Ukraine hitting Russian ships in the Caspian Sea as evidence of expanded strike capability. That claim shouldn't have made it into our analysis. The Caspian Sea is landlocked, thousands of kilometers from Ukrainian-controlled territory, and there were no such verified attacks. Today's 1,500-kilometer refinery strike is a real demonstration of expanded capability, and the difference between verified and speculative sourcing matters. We got that one wrong, and we're saying so directly.
We also want to say something genuine before signing off. This podcast is made possible by two AI tools we rely on every day. Claude Code from Anthropic handles our script generation and production automation, and Perplexity powers the real-time topic discovery and research that gives us the breadth you heard today. What used to require a full production team, researchers, writers, editors, producers, is now something two people can build. We feel that, and we're grateful for it in a way that goes beyond the professional convenience.
Every segment in today's episode is designed to stand on its own, share the Iran analysis, or the Zuckerberg segment, or the climate block independently, and it should hold up as a complete piece of analysis. We're back tomorrow with the full briefing. I'm Marcus Rodriguez.
And I'm Sarah Chen. Thanks for listening.